Are you going to need a translator to understand the frenzied fans at Wrigley Field on this historic day in baseball, where everyone you hear is going to talk like this?
We are coming to you live from Ditka's here on Thanksgiving Day, a day for giving thanks for, or taking punishment from, a team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
We'll leave the baseball to the sports fans. It's the linguistics of Chicagoese we want to think about as the first World Series game since 1945, Game 3 against the Cleveland Indians is played tonight at Wrigley Field.
Well, a lot of things happened today, and they were all great, and they were all thrilling, and they were all dramatic. Too bad we couldn't have had a victory that meant a pennant, but that will come. Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in a World Series.
That's the late legendary Chicago Cubs announcer Harry Carey at the end of the 1991 baseball season. The day's come for the Cubs, and born and bred Chicagoan Dennis Foley says the Cubs may have waited too long to get back in the series. Chicagoese is not the first language of the Windy City that it once was. Foley chronicles the changing Chicago accent with his book, We Speak Chicagoese. He joins me now. Dennis, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's good to be with you, John.
You know, let's just ask right up front. I mean, of the Ron Burgundies and the Anchorman of the world turn Midwest speak into, you know, the diluter of Chicagoese?
You know what? I got to tell you, John, that in my opinion, Chicagoese, you know, that Chicago accent, it's definitely alive and well.
The Cubs haven't outlived its, I mean, it's been waiting for so long to have the Cubs at Wrigley Field in the series.
Oh, and I, you know what? Back in 1969, I was a 9-year-old kid, and I cried my eyes out when the Cubs fell apart in the September sun and went down to the Mets. But it's going to be different. We're going to roll things, keep moving forward against the Indians.
Where did it come from? I mean, and say you say Chicago, right? Is that it?
You know, you get people that say Chicago. I'm a Chicago guy. It's right. Like sausage, but definitely Chicago for me.
Do millennials go in for this?
So the millennials, not so much, but so yes, it is being watered down, but you're always going to have those people, like I said, that, you know, kind of like our blue collar guys. And, you know, I was one too. I worked as an electrician in streets and sand. And, you know, you want to talk about running around all day and hearing guys, hey, Tony, go ahead and give me two, three of those bundles of pipe over there and throw it in the side. We got to get that stuff moving. You know, it's never going to die. You have these people that are, you know, rooted in that speech, and it's always going to be here.
So what's the beer chant at Wrigley if you're selling brewskis?
You know what? I the chant I like more is just our, you know, throw it back chant after someone hits a homer and hopefully on the other team. And hopefully we don't get too many of those tonight.
If you're wanting to get a brew at Wrigley, you say, get your beer here, something like that.
The vendor walking around is, you know, hey, beer here.
Right,
you know, definitely
right.
Giving us that little bite. And, you know, it's going to be a fun one to watch him play here later.
And how does the dog salesman sound?
Yeah, same kind of thing, too. You know, red hot, dogs, and they're just barking and walking up and down the aisles. So,
Dennis, are you a Southsider?
Definitely. South Side. I moved a total of 9 different times when I was a kid from neighborhood to neighborhood, but always within different parts of the city of Chicago and on the South Side.
But if you're a South Sider, I mean, you got to have a little problem with the Cubbies here.
Hey, I know where you're going.
Yeah.
There, but
I went to school on the South Side.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? And you know it too, but I'm proud to stand on my South Side roots. But the fact of the matter is I am a South Side Cub fan. My grandfather came over from Ireland, and when he came over, he was on the north side for a short bit of time before he became a man of wisdom and moved to the south side, and he brought his love of the Cubs with him, and that's been since 1922 that the Foley family have been Cub fans.
Has anybody ever said, you know, maybe you need to lose that accent to, you know, advance your professional career?
No. I mean, and I think people from other places, you know, might find the accent kind of interesting. And it's kind of funny because I, you know, when I talk to people, I don't really think I have much of an accent, though I know there's something there. But it's not as layered as I, you know, some of those guys that really kind of get deep into the Chicagoese.
A little sniffle for Harry Carey, who must be up there watching.
Yeah, and you know what, Harry Carey, and then, you know, my favorite guy as a kid growing up too, Ernie Banks, you know, just, you know, the way he played the game, you see, you know, guys like him, and then you got Ron Santo. I think we got a lot of fellas up there that are, you know, definitely throwing the thumbs up for the Cubs to bring it home against the Indians.
For the Cubs. A lot of happy ghosts haunting Wrigley Field tonight, that's right.
I think that goat has been slaughtered, John.
I said ghosts, not goat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I thought you were throwing a little bit of a goat there.
No, I'm trying to be nice, Dennis, thanks so much.
And once again, I enjoyed being on. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Chicago accent disappearing. We asked you, what's your regional accent and how's it doing?
Hi, I'm Katie Lister. I live in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Hi, this is Larry Fisher from Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York.
Aloha, Michelle from Honolulu.
Hi, I grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts, live in New York now.
I am from Kansas originally, and I have not fully picked up a Texas accent. The Texans here think I sound northern, and the people in Kansas think I sound Texan.
I have a friend who gives me a call, and he says, hey, Larry, can you use 10 cases of Earl? I got 10 cases of Earl for you. And I'm like, Earl? Earl? What's Earl? Earl! You cook with it.
Yeah, we used to hear a lot more pidgin here, but not so much nowadays. Things like, eh, like grind. Keren, we go. Translation, hey, want to go eat? Okay then, we're going.
My accent is minimal, but I still do talk about drinking water from bubblers, eating Chinese food, and going around the Rotary.
Christopher from New York City. Being raised in New Jersey, there was always the temptation to fall into the Jersey accent. I fought that in college and high school on the school radio program where I became an announcer.
And this is what I think sounds like an accentless accent from Texas, but it may sound more southern than I think it does.
To answer your question, is my regional dialect or accent disappearing? I guess the answer would be nope. I still park my car the same way.
Call 877-8-MY-TAKE with your best accent to have it saved for posterity.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.